Good morning, everyone. I love the victory that is expressed in the book of Revelation. And I want to try to speak one day on Revelation 6 and what that means to me. But before, I'd like to say some things that might lend to help us understand that particular chapter. As you notice, I've been trying to share in Revelation, and I am moved by the fact that Christ is victorious and that that book is a revelation of who Jesus is. Amen. And that we have a now kingdom to worship him, and the church is that kingdom that we have visible on earth. And while he was on earth, he came against another kingdom. And in Revelation 6, I love the fact that many people would benefit if they really understood the four horses in that chapter and the earthquakes at the end of the chapter. We need earthquakes. Earthquakes are not bad, okay? We need an earthquake in our life to see that we are a kingdom divided against ourselves. And Satan was divided against himself. All right? And so one day I'll talk about what I believe is involved in that white horse, in that red horse, that black horse, and that pale horse. But suffice it to say that most of the world is looking for signs. And so they call that chapter the Four Horses of the Apocalypse. I don't see it that way. I see that as Jesus Christ riding all four horses successfully. Adam could not ride the white horse even. The first one is the white horse of righteousness. He was created perfect without sin, and he sinned against God. Therefore, he fell off that horse. But one day we'll talk a little bit more about that white horse and Jesus Christ riding it successfully. And in 3 hours of darkness, I believe he rode the red and the pale horse, the black and the pale horse, but prior to that, he had to fight against the kingdom of Satan while he was on earth in his service, he came against Satan. So what I want to do is keep that as in mind. One day we'll talk about that, but I want to read in Luke 11, 14 through 18. In 28 through 30, and he was casting out a devil, and it was dumb. Jesus was casting out a devil out of a person who was dumb, and that person was healed. And there were people there, and it's that were coming against Christ. I see that as the kingdom of darkness coming against Christ, and the. And it came to pass when the devil was gone out, the dumb spake, and the people wondered. But some of them said, he casted out devils through Beelzebub, the chief of the devils, and others tempting him sought of him a sign from heaven. But he, knowing their thoughts, said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a house divided against a house falleth. Can we not see that Satan was actually, I believe, divided against himself? Why? Because he was thrown down on earth, and we'll talk about that when we have time. And he is restricted to this earth, and he knows he has but a short time. So he's going to use mankind divided against himself, mainly God's children. He already has the non-elect, but the God's children are divided against themselves in the old nature and the new nature, and that cannot stand. So guess what? Our old nature has to be done away with. We have opportunities through faith to get that old nature be laid down and the crucified, like Brother Marty preached last Sunday. But we have to see from day to day that we need earthquakes, and we need to see how divided we are against ourselves. I say that Satan was divided against himself because he was restricted now to the horizontal plane on earth, cannot do what he really would have. Whereas in Isaiah 14, he says, I will ascend into heaven. Not anymore. He's restricted on the earth. Chains of darkness. Many people see that view of him being in a bottomless pit, that he's somehow in a hole looking up. No, he's restricted to this earth. And he's using our old nature and dividing us against ourselves, God's children. And he is doing one thing that amazes me, is he's trying to get us to look into the physical domain and see the physical domain is where we need to be. When in reality, Jesus Christ brought a now kingdom that should be seen in our hearts, in our lives, and manifested. And so Satan wants to keep us on the physical side of the house. All right. So in Isaiah 14, it says that I will ascend in heaven. Not anymore. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. We're stars of God. Yeah, he's tried to, but he can't. He can't go above us because we are redeemed. Okay. He says, I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. He does a pretty good job of that by sitting in our churches, our denominations, and has corrupted, the kingdom of darkness has corrupted much of our religious activities and made us into a works-based religion seeker. Okay, and looking for signs again. So if we see those four horses in Revelation 6 as being, you know, the four horses of the apocalypse, that's what everybody's doing right now. They're saying, look here, look here, look here. And they're totally negating what's in Revelation, which is a picture of the victorious Jesus Christ. It's all about Jesus. It's about his victory. It's about what he says to do in the churches. It's about his judgment in time on the elect and the non-elect, but his eternal judgment on the non-elect and Satan and the fallen angels. And then it's capped off in Revelation 21 and 22 with a beautiful picture of the now kingdom that we have available. Here's the question I have. If most of Revelation, a lot of people looking for signs, believes it's out in the future, then what has he been doing for the last 2,000 years? And you mean to tell me all those children of God that died in the dark ages didn't have any words for themselves? Because all those chapters are for the end time and God, and Christ setting up a future kingdom. We got it all backwards. All right, so we need, and I don't have much time. I would love to develop that a little bit, but I just want to talk a little bit about what Satan is. He's divided against himself, and he's trying to get us divided against ourselves. I will be like the Most High, finally, in Isaiah 14. Not going to happen. Okay? In Matthew 6, 19 through 25, it says that no man can serve two masters. Well, we got an old nature and a new nature, and that is a house divided against itself. So, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, but what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body raiment? So, we in previous verses, it says in that same passage, it says, the light of the body is the eye, and therefore the eye, thine eye be single, the whole body shall be full of light. That's what we need. We need our new nature. That's where light comes. There's no light in the old nature. So we need to be single-eyed. We need to have the new nature be what we are seeking in that kingdom of God that's now available. And therefore thine eye be single, the whole body shall be full of light. Let's go to real quickly in Revelation. Luke 11, it continuing that same passage where the dumb was healed. It says he cast out devils through Beelzebub, the chief of the devils, and others tempting him, sought of him a sign from heaven. But he, knowing their thought, said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, the house divided against the house falleth. If Satan also be divided against him himself, how shall his kingdom stand? Because ye say that I cast out devils through Beelzebub. That's pretty much blasphemy. You don't accuse Jesus Christ of doing the miracles through Satan. He would be divided against himself. So these people, I believe, were really on dangerous ground. Okay? And I believe that that is blasphemy against the Holy Spirit, because he did all the miracles through the power of the Spirit of God as the Son of Man. Okay? But he said, yea, rather blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. And when the people were gathered thick together, a lot of people, he began to say, this is an evil generation. They seek a sign, and there shall no sign be given it, but the sign of Jonas the prophet. For as Jonas was a sign unto the Ninevites, so shall also the Son of Man be to this generation. Back to Revelation 6. There's the sign, the four horses. And we'll talk about that one day. We have the greatest sign of all in that passage. It talks about Jonah and being in the well 3 days. That points to Jesus Christ. And it also, I believe, talks about the 3 hours of darkness, which I've tried to share many times. So I'd like to just say that we need so much to see how divided we are against ourselves. See the pictures that are in Revelations being a spiritual sign. It's okay to, I believe, see spiritual beauties. But if we start trying to say this is a nuclear explosion over here, and this is the big bad Antichrist over here trying to assume power and all, we're going to chase our tails around trying to think up, well, what are these verses talking about? Totally miss the spiritual pictures that are being presented, and we're going to be divided against ourselves. And we need not do that, because the book of Revelation is a victorious book. And we really, really need to look into it and look and dig those treasures. Let that be our motivation, is let those treasures be what's in our heart, that we seek what Christ is teaching us. We know he wasn't divided against himself, but Satan is, because I believe one of the things that he hates is he hates being restricted horizontally to this earth. And he has a chain around him that restricts him from being that seventh head in Revelation 13 and 17. But brothers and sisters, he will be loose. He may have just been loose. I don't know. But it says that he will be loose for a season. And the last thing he's going to do is unite mankind against Jesus Christ, who's coming back, by the way, on that same white horse in Revelation 6. May we pray. Dear Lord, we thank you, Father, for what you've done. We ask that you help us not to be divided against ourselves. Help us to live in peace with thee, Lord, and love thee with all our heart, minds, souls, and strength. We ask that you would be in the church service the rest of the service today, and that you would help us to learn of thee and thy kingdom, and that we would not be divided against ourselves. Bring earthquakes into our lives and shake us up. Help us not to hide underground, as we're warned in Revelation 6, although we know many people even today are going underground because they fear physical destruction. We're not to fear that. We take no thought for that. We are to live at peace with thee and to love thee with all our heart, mind, souls, and strength. We thank you for everything you've given us. We ask that blessings upon the sick and the afflicted. And please, Father, help us to learn more about thee in Christ's name. And we ask that you would give our nation truth and justice, Father. May all the evil that is on this generation in our country and even in the world, Father, we know you're victorious. You're coming back on that white horse, and you're going to destroy the kingdom of darkness and Satan, the false prophet, the false angels, all of that, Lord. But may we be able to have a little bit of truth and justice in this country, especially, Father. Even the evil that has taken us, Father, may it be overcome, Father, at least in our own hearts, Father. And may we be prepared to give an account for the joy that's within us. In Jesus' name, amen.